弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处我们来读民数记。
First is in Numbers.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
我想这是以色列百姓出埃及第二年。
This is when the Israelites left Egypt in their second year.
旷野的路已经走了两年了。
They wandered in the wilderness for two years already.
他们也很快就要进到迦南美地了。
At this time, very soon, they would enter into the good land of Canaan.
我们看第十一章第四我们念第第四节。
Verse 4.
到第六节。
To verse 6.
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃呢？
Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving, so the children of Israel all wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat?
今天有一些弟兄说，为什么这些以色列的民都倒闭在旷野，最后不能进到迦南地呢？因为他们都是闲杂的人。
Some brethren might say the reason why Israelites could not enter into the land of Canaan, is because they were all rabble, the mixed multitude.
今天来讲就都是败子。
Or in today's word, they are all a weeds.
都是挂名的基督徒。
They are all nominal Christians.
但是你看下面一句话，以色列人有哭嚎说，不但是有闲杂人啊，也有以色列人在中间呢、啊。他们是正宗的以色列人，不是闲杂人啊。
But as you consider what the following says, even the children of Israel also wept again and said.So they complained, oh, so these are Orthodox Jews. They are not rebel.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
他说，我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱吃鱼，也记得有王瓜，有西瓜，有韭菜，有葱，有蒜。现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这个玛纳以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，玛纳还不够吗？
Verse 5, we remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. Brothers and sisters, is this manna not enough for them?
玛纳是属灵上最美味的牛排，最美味的猪排，没有比玛纳更好吃的东西。
Manna is the most delicious spiritual steaks and pork chops. There's nothing more tasty than manna.
好了，我想跳过来，我不讲这个玛纳到底是什么东西了。我们看第十一节。
I'm going to skip all the verses about what manna is. That's now drop down to verse 11.
摩西对耶和华说，你为何苦待你的仆人呢？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩呢？竟把这管理百姓的重任加在我身上呢？这百姓岂是我怀的胎吗？岂是我生下来的呢？你竟对我说，把他们抱在怀里，把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，抱到什么时候啊？一直抱到他们进到神所允许他们祖宗的迦南美地啊，不是抱一天抱两天呢、啊，一直要把他们抱到那里啊。哎呀，摩西说，我受不了，我受不了。
Verse 11, so Moses said to the Lord, Why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you have laid the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them? That you should say to me, carry them in your bosom. Carry them in your bosom. As a guardian carries a nursing child. As a guardian carries a nursing child, until when? Until to the land which you swore to their fathers. So Moses says, I can't take it. I can't take it.
这里讲的 carry, 原文希伯来就是 bear, 把你背在背上，把你背在背上的。
Here we read carry in the Hebrew language. It is to bear, bear you on the shoulders.
感谢神，别忘记，从你得救那一天。
Thank God, from the very first day you were saved,
神就一直抱着你。
God has been carrying you.
神一直背着你。
And God has been bearing you.
但愿我们能够看见这个意象。
Let us all understand and see this vision.
神已经抱我抱了多少年了？我算了下，68年。
How many years God has been bearing me? And I counted it's about 68 years.
我是22岁蒙恩的。
I was saved when I was at 22 years old.
22岁，神就生了我，圣灵就生了我，一直抱我，一直抱我。
The age of 22, God gave birth to me. The Holy Spirit gave birth to me. And since then until now, He has been carrying me.
一直抱到今天。
Until today.
他累不累？
Is our God tired?
不累的。
No.
他不单是抱我，抱你，抱他，千千万万的人都抱在他的怀中，背在他的背上。
Not only does he carry you, carry me, carry others, but myriads of people. God has been carrying them and has been bearing them on his shoulders.
巴不得这段话就感动你的心，神何等爱你。
If only this passage would touch your heart, how much a God has been loving you.
这是我经历来的。
And this is from my experience of 60 years.
我们来念以赛亚书46章。
Now we'll read Isaiah 46.
我们看第三节。
We will read verse 3.
到第四节。
To verse 4.
雅各家，以色列家，一切余剩的，什么叫余剩的？还住在他家里的，就是余剩的。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel. What is this remnant? Those who still in their houses.
你们从生下来就蒙我抱抱。是从一出胎便蒙我华吹歪吹这个字很难念。直到你们年老，我忍这样，直到你们发白，头发发白了，我忍怀吹，我已照做，也必抱抱。我必怀抱，也必拯救。弟兄姊妹，两节圣经五次提到抱抱，抱抱，抱抱，一次提到拯救。这就是我们的父，这就是我们今天要敬拜的爱的这位神。
Verse 3, listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he, even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, I have bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. There are five times altogether, referring to bear or carry.And this is the Father who loves us. This is the Father we worship.
好，我们再来读一处《哥林多前书》。
First Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹，神要抱我们抱到哪里啊？
Brothers and sisters, where God would be carrying us to?
你知道这个目的地吗？
Do you know the destination?
我们来好好的来读这段话。
Let's read it closely, this passage.
第二章，《哥林多前书》第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
然而，在完全人中，我们也将智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败坏之人的智慧。我们讲的，保罗讲的智慧是什么智慧？乃是从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧，从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧。那么这个智慧，这个奥秘到底是什么呢？
Verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. This is the wisdom Paul is talking about, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Then what is this mystery?
我们想所讲的乃是从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前，还没有世界以前，你还没有生下来，没有万有之先，这叫万事以前已经预定，预定，记着这两个字，预定是我们的做什么？荣耀。
Verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages for our glory, before the ages, which means that before you were born, before all creations were created, and this word, please do remember it, predestined for our glory.
这个预定哪一个荣耀？不是一个抽象的一个荣耀，是一个非常非常实在的一个荣耀，你知道吗？
This predestined glory is not something abstract, but it's very, very concrete. Do you know this?
这里讲到一个 destiny。有一个目标，有个预定的一个地方的。
Here it speaks of the destiny as well as destination. There is a place where you will be led to.
今天我们车子里都有 GPS.
Now we all have GPS.
你到了一个地方，它里面给你讲 ，Your destiny is arrive. 你的目的地，你预定。就 set 在这个 safe 在你的 GPS 的那个预定的地方到了。
You all have your GPS. When you come to your the place you want to go, it would say that you have arrived your destination, and that destination has already been put into the GPS.
我昨天早上，我的弟弟被组织去了，他小我四岁。被组织去了，所以呢，我就要去参加他的 memory service。然后呢，我是最不认路的人，我只会开车不认路的，所以这里我还可以认得。这个，所以我有个弟兄很好，他说我带你去。这个，所以他带我去了，他也不认得这个地方，在 Wyckoff 那里，所以他也 settle 了这个，他里面也有 GPS。所以到了那里 GPS 说 Your destiny is ahead， 就是说你到了，这个他一直讲这个话，就是你这个所要的目的地 safe 在 GPS 里的那个目的地就在这个地方到了。
Yesterday I went to my younger brother who is 4 years my junior went to his memorial serviceI could drive, but I'm very bad finding the place. So a brother was very nice that he took me along And then he also put the, you know, the address into the GPS. So as he was driving, even though he didn't know the place, the GPS did take us to there. And then the GPS kept saying, your destination is ahead.
弟兄姊妹记得，这个荣耀就是进入神的国，主耶稣基督那个荣耀的国，永远不朽坏的国，这是我们将来要进入的那一个荣耀。
And the destination God wants to lead us into is the glory. It is the everlasting glory of the kingdom that will, that lasts forever.
没有一个荣耀比这个荣耀更大的。
And there is none other glory.
没有一个更大的祝福比这个福更大的。
There is no other greater blessing than this.
没有一个宝贝的应许像这个应许更宝贝的。
Nor is there any more precious promise than this one.
没有一个恩典比这个恩典更大的恩典。
Nor is there any grace greater, than this glory.
带我们进入主耶稣基督那个永远的国。
Because God will lead us into Lord Jesus' everlasting kingdom.
与我们的主耶稣一同有份。
To be partakers of Him.
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
好，我们再来读一处。
Now let's read another passage.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，有些版本翻译的是，我们可以同众圣徒一同得着那个光明的国度。这个国度是光明的、荣耀的、永不朽坏的、永不动摇的那个国度，就是我们的产业。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Some of the translation says that this is the immortal, everlasting kingdom that will never become corrupt.
第三节，他救了我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到哪里？迁到他爱子的国度里。你现在在哪里？在爱子的国度里。你已经是天上的国民，你知道吗？有一天他要把你带进这个荣耀里去。
Verse 13, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Do you know where you are now? You are in the beloved's kingdom already. And one day He is going to lead us into His kingdom.
不要忘记，我们都是天上的国民。
And do not forget, our citizenship is in heaven.
我们不再是外人，不再是客旅。
We are no longer strangers and foreigners.
是与圣徒同国神家里的人。
But fellow citizens of the, with the saints and members of God's household.
等会我们还要看见福音奥秘，还有一方面，就是神的家里。我们都在神的家里，在教会里。
Later, we will see another aspect of the gospel's ministry. That is, we are all in the church, in the house of God.
把我们迁到爱子国里，我们在爱子的里面得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Verse 14, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
好，我们看二十四节。
Now, verse 24.
这是讲教会，这是讲教会，是他的身体。
Here Paul speaks of the church, the body of Christ.
这是神的奥秘。
And this is God's mystery.
也是福音奥秘的一部分。
And also one aspect of the mystery of the gospel.
好，我现在为你们受苦，倒感觉到欢乐，并且为基督的身体，为基督的身体，就是为着教会。要在我肉身上布满 基督患难的。确切我们知道保罗写这封信在监狱里面被捆绑，但是他觉得喜乐，他是为着教会基督的身体，为了要补满他的缺欠，建造教会，建造他的家。
Verse 24, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what's lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. We know when Paul wrote this, he was imprisoned and he was bound in chains, but he was joyful because he was building up the house of God.
25节,
Verse 25,
我照着神为你们说是我的职分，做了教会的执事，这个执事就是仆人，更翻译的更好是奴仆，我是教会的执事，就是教会的仆人，我是仆人，要把神的道理传的全备。26节，这道理是什么道理呢？这道理是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。刚刚我们念的是神智慧的奥秘，这里是讲历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的谁显明了？圣徒显明了。你是不是圣徒？你不是神的儿女？他现在就向你显明了。你有没有看见这个意象？好。
Verse 25, of which I became a minister, a better translation is, of which I became a bondslave, according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. And the word of God is the mystery. We just talk about the God's wisdom in a mystery. Here is another mystery.Of another aspect of the gospel, mystery of the gospel.
底下给我们解释什么是奥秘。
Then verse 26 explains to us what this mystery is.
神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。我们都是外邦人，与神根本是没有关系的。没有指望的，没有神的外邦人，中间没有一个不是外邦人，感谢神。
Verse 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. So every one of you sitting here is a saint. To them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你们心里成了荣耀的盼望。什么是你荣耀的盼望？
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is this the hope of glory you have?
我想我们念到这里，你一定已经应该明白了两个奥秘，对不对？一个国度，一个进到教会，圣城、新耶路撒冷城。
So the mystery of the gospel has two aspects. One is the kingdom, and the other is to build up the church, the new Jerusalem, the holy city.
我们传扬它，我们就到这里吧。好。
Okay, we'll
读经就读到这里。我们还是有点祷告，有点仰望。
I'll hear from our scripture reading.But again, we will have some prayer.
父神，我们感谢你，敬拜你，赞美你。
Father God, we thank you, praise and worship you.
我们深相信你已经来到我们的中间。
We are convinced that you have come to our midst.
愿你把你的荣耀向我们彰显。
Let you show your glory to us.
我们刚刚的所唱的诗歌，我们乃是向你唱的。
The hymn we just sang, we sang to you.
唯独耶稣。
Jesus only.
主，我们有了你，我们就够了。
Lord, as long as we have you, that is enough.
因为你就是属天的玛纳。
Because you are the heavenly manna.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们有了你， 我们就满足了。
We have you, then we're satisfied.
我们有了你，我们就可以安息了。
When we have you, we are at rest.
我们有了你，我们就喜乐了。
When we have you, we rejoice.
我们有了你，我们就有荣耀的盼望。
When we have you, we have this hope of glory.
我们有了你，我们就可以得胜。
When we have you, we overcome.
我们有了你，我们就有智慧，我们就有公义，我们就有圣洁，我们就有救赎。
Wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption, as long as we have you.
主，除你以外，我们还有谁呢？
Lord, apart from you, whom else do we have?
除你在天上，我们也没有所爱慕的。
There is none on earth that our hearts desire.
感谢主，我们肉体都会的衰败，主耶和华是我们心中的力量，是我们的福分，也直到永远。
Thank the Lord that even though our body is perishing, but the Lord is our portion, is the very strength of our heart.
我们敬拜主。
We worship the Lord.
主啊，你的仆人没有权利来讲你的话。
Lord, your servant does not have any authority to speak your word.
我们只能用你的话来解释你自己的话。
We can only explain your word with your own word.
把你自己话更多的赐给你的仆人。
Give your servant more of your own word.
我们也没有能力来讲你的话，口才来讲你的话，胆量来讲你的话。
Nor do we have any utterance or any power to speak your word.
主，就仰望你，等候你。
Lord, we simply wait for you and look up to you.
把你的能力，把你的权柄。把你的爱，把你的恩典，多多的赏给他，赏给我们的翻译。
Oh, give your power, give your authority, give your love, give your grace to me and also to you, the translator.
感谢主，我们都是你所生的。
Lord, we thank you that you have begotten us.
我们都是你所爱的。
We have been all being loved by you.
你在创世以前就拣选了我。
Even before the foundation of the world, you have chosen us.
主啊，感谢我们的神。
Lord, we do thank our God.
愿我们的主耶稣爱我们，将永远的安慰、美好的盼望赐给我们的神，亲自的安慰我们。
May our Lord Jesus Christ and also our God who has loved us and given us this everlasting consolation and good hope by grace comfort us.
用这些话来坚固我们，安慰我们。
Strengthen us with your word and comfort us.
特别是在这个时代的末了，危险的时代，艰苦的时代。
Especially at this very end of the time, at this perilous and also difficult time.
在这个可怕的一个时代中。
In this dreadful time.
感谢主，你永不撇下我们，你也不会丢弃我们。
Thank the Lord, you will never forsake us or leave us.
有耶和华帮助我们，我们并不惧怕人能把我们怎么样的，撒旦能把我们怎么样的。
The Lord is our help. We shall not fear. What can man do to us? What can Satan do to us?
主，我们继续仰望你。
Lord, we continue to hope in you.
主啊，坐在天上的主啊，我们的帮助从哪里来？我们的帮助就是从你那里来。
Lord,You who sit in heaven, where does our help come from? Our help comes from you.
主，你并不叫我们摇动。
Lord, you will not make us slip.
主啊，保护我们，看顾我们的，不会的打盹，也不会的睡觉。
He who keeps us will neither slumber nor sleep.
你有一天一直把我们带领进入你的国度。
One day you will lead us all the way into your kingdom.
你要救我们脱离诸般的凶恶。
You will deliver us from all evil.
你救我们脱离狮子的口。
Deliver us from the mouth of the lions.
你也必救我进到你的国度。
And you will deliver us into your kingdom.
感谢主，接下来的时间我们等候仰望你。
We continue to wait for you and hope in you for the following time.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be unto you.
万王之王，万主之主，可称颂的，都有全能的，唯有你是配。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only sovereign, only you are blessed.
祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。你们还记得我们去年讲了三次，这又一件事。
Thank the Lord. Do you recall that last year we shared three times on this theme, only one thing?
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？到底这一件事，这又这一件事，是哪一件事？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember what is this only one thing?
我们感谢神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们只有这一件事。
We give thanks to God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit only has this thing.
虽然他们做了千千万万件事，但是个中心呢，就是为着这件事。
Even though they have performed myriad things, but the very focus at the center is this one thing.
圣经呢，六十六卷。
The Bible has 66 books.
哎呀，里面多丰富啊！
And how rich the content is.
多少的启示，多少的意象，多少的教训，多
少
的责备。
So many rebuke, revelation, prophecies, and teachings.
我们感谢神。六十六卷书也只有一个中心。
But we give thanks to our God. There is also only one focus among all the 66 books.
就是这一件事。
And that is the very thing.
我们知道福音是一个非常大的福音救恩啊。所以希伯来书第二章说，你们若忽略了这么大的救恩，你们怎么能够陶醉呢？哎呀，你看看这个救恩有何等的浩大。
We know that our salvation is tremendous. It is immense. That's why in Hebrews chapter 2, we read that, How shall we escape so great a salvation?
但是这么大的救恩，
But,
中心就是这一件事。
But with this tremendous salvation we have, there is this one center.
弟兄姊妹，今天你若是有这个意象，真正明白只有这件事，哎呀，你要蒙大恩，你们要蒙大福啊。
Brothers and sisters, if today you have this vision and know what this one thing is, you will be greatly blessed.
很可惜今天不是那么多的弟兄姊妹能够有这样一个意象。
But unfortunately, today, not too many of the brothers and sisters have this vision.
我们讲到保罗这一件事，我们可以夸夸其谈，我们可以讲很多。保罗只有这一件事，我们都知道什么事，对不对？
When Paul speaks of the one thing he has, we can talk about a lot of things about Paul, but there's only one thing that Paul is focused on.
大卫只有一件事，我们也可以根据这个诗篇第二十六篇，我们可以讲很多很多。
And also, we can refer to all the Psalms to talk about many things of David, but David only has one thing.
玛利亚也只有一件事，我们也可以交通很多很多，对不对？玛利亚只有这件事。
Mary also has so many things, but we can share many on that, but Mary only has one thing.
我们的 Pittman Kenny Pittman 我们成立会他加了一个就是财主少年的官，他也只少了一件事，感谢神他加了又是一件事。
In last year's Memorial Day retreat, Brother Pittman shared on this only one thing, and we thank God that he also added one more to this theme, that isregarding this rich young ruler, there is only one thing this rich young ruler lacks.
去年我用了三次，只有一件事，我已经讲了很多了。
Last year, I shared with you three times on this theme. I talk about it a lot already.
他们这有这一件事，若是同圣父、圣子、圣灵的那一件事没有什么关系的话，这一件事不算怎么太宝贵。太重要。
And I said that with the one thing each of the four has, if it has nothing to do with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit's one thing, then this one thing each person regards highly is not that important, is not that precious either.
弟兄姊妹， 你们应该记得了这件事。
So, brothers and sisters, I trust you do remember this only one thing.
神还没有创造万有之前。
Before God created all things.
神还没有创造人类历史以前。
Before he created mankind.
神已经预定这一件事。
God has predestined this very thing.
这是他永世的计划，永世的旨意。
Because this is his eternal purpose, eternal will.
你想想，神有这个旨意，神有这个计划，会叫失败吗？
Do you suppose God with this eternal purpose and plan in his heart will ever fail?
我曾经交通过，是的，你看整个人类的历史一直到今天，哎呀，你看见经过多少的波折，经过多少的所发生的事，但是最后成了，我们看见启示录第二十一章、二十二章都成了。
With all the mankind's history in view, with all the ups and downs, with all the setbacks, but when we read Revelation 21, we read the word, it is done.
更显得神的能力、神的智慧、神的爱、神的忍耐、神的怜悯。
It shows us more of God's wisdom, patience, love, and his power.
我们感谢神。我们应该明白了，刚刚我们念的一个就是国度，一个就是教会，对不对？那就是圣城新耶路撒冷包含在里头的。
We give thanks to God. Until now, I hope we have all understood this, that this mystery of the gospel has two aspects, the kingdom and the church, and that includes the New Jerusalem, the holy city.
神要为自己得造一个居所。神要为自己得造一个家，神要得造一个城，神要得造一个殿，神还要协助这个彰显他国度的实际，国度的彰显。
God is seeking for himself a dwelling place, a house, a city, and also a church. And also through this, he wants to magnify, manifest, and his kingdom.
我们感谢主，你若是去看启示录第二十一章后面有一段话，他说城内没有殿，为什么呢？因为主全能者和羔羊就是神的殿。
If you read Revelation 21,
大概是四节还是什么、
Verse 22John says, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
你看见吗？这就是神和羔羊的宝座。你看了二十二章，第一节到第三节，两次提到神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。感谢神，我们都是他的仆人。
If you read chapter 22 twice, you will read that the throne of God and of the Lamb, all his servants shall serve him. We give thanks to God because we are all his servants.
这里你应该明白了，这就是创世以前神所定规的。
So we should understand this is the thing that God has predestined before the creation of the world.
这个城，这个殿。我们也知道，就是指着教会来讲的，
and、
对不对
？The city, the temple also refer to church, right?
就是基督的身体，基督的那个心腹，我们都明白。
That is the body of Christ and also the bride of Christ.
但是这个城，这个殿，不要忘掉锡安山，太重要，太重要的。
When we talk about the city and the temple, let's not forget Zion, which is extremely important also.
我们也查过撒加利亚书第六章，我就同你们交通过。我们看见约书亚的那个冠冕放在哪里啊？放在殿的里面，对不对？有这句话在撒加利亚书第六，我们已经都交通过了。
Last time we share on Zechariah chapter 6, where does the crown of Joshua, where was it put? And it's the crown was put in the temple.
什么叫锡安山？锡安山就是主掌权的地方。
What is Zion? Zion is the place the Lord reigns.
诗篇一百二十一篇，他说：“我要向山举目，我的帮助从哪里来呢？我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。这个山就是锡安山，就是神和基督掌权做宝座的地方，这叫锡安山。”
Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. And this hill, this mountain, refers to Zion, where our Lord reigns, where he judges.
一共八节的圣经，一百二十一篇，一共八节，五次提到保护，保护，保护，两次提到帮助，帮助，这就是我们的神，感谢神。
Psalm 121, there are 8 verses in this psalm, and 5 times the psalmist speaks of keeping, preserving, and twice he speaks of help.
谁能够帮助你?
And this is our Lord. Who can help you?
谁能够保护你?
Who can preserve you?
万王之王,万主之主,坐在宝座上,他不但是王,他是我们的好牧人,不要忘掉,不要听见王你就怕了,不是世上的王。他就是我们的好牧人，诗篇二十三篇，你好好去读这几节圣经。
He is the King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords. He sits on the throne. But don't forget, and also don't get terrified because we talk about this King. He is also our good shepherd. Read Psalm 23 closely.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会若不是神在这里掌权，这就不是他的殿。就不是他的城，他不会住在我们的中间，他也不会与我们同在。
Today, if our Lord cannot reign in His church, then this is not His city, this is not His temple. He will not be with us either.
今天很多的教会外面挂着教会的名字，神是不是在其中掌权呢？
There are so many churches with the name of church being hung outside, but is this a true church where God reigns?
我们教会有一对很好的夫妇，很爱主，很单纯的一家，我不讲他名字，你们一定有很多人认识他们。
In our church, there is this couple. Some of you might know them. I will not mention their names.They are dear brothers and sisters, very simple.
这位弟兄已经六十多岁了。
This brother is over 60 years old.
这个姊妹也将近六十岁了。
And the sister is approaching 60 years old also.
结果这个弟兄在美国就是在这里被 lay off 了。
But his brother was lay off.
他没有工作了。
So he had no job.
像这个年龄，他英文也不是这么好的，很差的一个，这个英文很不流利的一个弟兄。
And his English wasn't that good either, not fluent.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们都觉得他不可能还能够找到工作的。
We thought it's impossible for him to find a job.
很奇妙，我们的神。
But amazingly, our God.
给他找到了一个工作，非常好的工作。
Found him a very good
Boston,
job in Boston.
是什么一个单位呢？是国家很秘密的一个很保密的一个单位，是国家这个单位。所以他要查你整个历史啊，过去啊，哎呀，要到大陆去检查，然后他才会雇佣你的。结果雇佣了他，哎呀，简直是想不到。
And where does he work now is part of the government, supposedly to be a very secret agency. So the government has to check his previous background, and which they did. So we thank the Lord that he found this job.
感谢主，我们爱主，主也爱我们。
We thank the Lord that he loves us and we love him also.
他姊妹呢，这个工作很好，在这里。但是呢，总是家夫妻俩呢，总是盼望在一起，所以他有祷告，求神也能够把他调到 Boston 去，同他的先生，他们感情很好，有一个女儿， 女儿已经很大了，到大学毕业在做事了，做眼科医生，在这里。
The brother has a very good job, so the sister is praying to God that hopefully she could also be transferred to Boston. And they have an adult daughter who is an ophthalmologist.
她的姊妹同她先生一样很爱主，但是英文也不是那么很流利的，然后呢，年龄也有五十多岁的，这样的人很也是不容易换一个工作的，对不对？
The sister is also in her 50s. Her English is not that good also. So at this age, it's really hard to find a job. But because they have such good relationship, they do want to stay together.
结果也是很奇妙的，结果这个公司也要他了，两个人一个单位。所以这个姊妹对我说，那一天就对我们讲，哎呀，好消息，他们要雇佣我，但是呢，现在还在调查我的背景，因为这是个国家机密的一个机构，所以假如他调查下来我的背景都很轻的，他就会雇佣我。他当然他知道自己从来没有什么其他的事的。
And amazingly, the sister told me that she also was offered the same employment in the same agency. Now, because of this is a specific kind of agency, so the company is also doing security check. Once she is cleared, she is able to join her husband.
最后，这个公司啊，这个单位也要她了。现在夫妻两个人在一起了。
Eventually, she was cleared. So thank the Lord, they two stay together.
对他们是个好消息啊！对我们都说弟兄姊妹，哎呀，这是对我们是个坏消息。这样一对好的夫妇在教会中，哎呀，我们真是好像少不了这么一对夫妻，把他们都调到到底神的旨意，当然神有他的旨意，感谢神，我们就感恩感谢。
To them this is good news, but to us this is bad news because they're such wonderful couple. It seems they are indispensable in the church, but we give thanks to God. They now stay together, working in the same unit.
他的先生就是去年成灵会的总联络人，大概我们搞成灵会的你们就认识这位弟兄。
The brother was actually the coordinator of last year's spring retreat. So all of you who are involved in MDR probably know who I was talking about.
他到了那边，他还是每个礼拜，因为他的女儿还在这里，房子也在这里，每一个各一个礼拜会到我们中间，有时候各两个礼拜，天气不好的话。
Because they still have their house here and their daughter is still here, so even though after they've gone to Boston, every other week, sometimes every other 2 weeks, if the weather is not good, they will still come back to our church.
他也是在我们礼拜五查经的小组里的两个弟兄姊妹。
And the brother and sister also was in our Friday night Bible study group.
我就同他们交通说，你们在那里有没有找到合适的教会？你们应该在那里过一个教会的生活，这是非常非常重要的。你们一定要去找一个合乎神心意的教会，走主路的那个教会。
So we shared together. I asked them, "Have you found the right church?" Because it is so vital in your spiritual life, you have to find the right church to walk in the way of the Lord.
结果他就怎么给我讲？
And
他说我们去找过了。
And this is what he said to me.
He said, 最近我家的大概可从二十分钟的两个教会，非常大的教会，华人教会。
There are two churches close to where I live.Chinese churches, mega churches also.
每个教会差不多有好几百人、上千人的教会。
Church,
哎呀，我一听上千人的教会，我心里就在那里：这么多的人的教会是走主道路的教会吗？我打一个问号了，我还没有讲话。
And he said that every one of them has at least hundreds, sometimes over 1,000 people, and The moment I heard him say so, I have a question mark in my heart. Such a big church, are they really walking in the way of the Lord?
结果不出我意料，他的弟兄姊妹说，我们去了两个教会，都去了好几次。哎呀，他们首先要我们参加会员制 membership， 要我们参加会员制。你参加了会员制呢，你就有你的义务，你就有你的权利。什么权利呢？可以投票。他们是少数服从多数的投票。然后呢，你可以参加教会的服事。假如你不参加会员呢，你就没有这个资格。
And the brother said, I've been to these two churches several times, but they all require membership. Once you join the church as a member, you have your duties and you have your rights. But if you don't join them, you cannot be part of them.
所以他说我们实在就觉得哎呀好，我们不想去了。他说我们还要找，感谢神。我说。
This is just as I expected. So the brother said that, so we didn't want to go there anymore. We're still looking.
弟兄，这是教会吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this the church?
神在哪里掌权吗？锡安山在哪里吗？
Is Zion there? Is God reigning there?
诗篇146篇最后一节第十节，他怎么说？耶和华要作王，直到永远。看哪。西安，你的神要作王，直到万代。你们要赞美耶和华，看见吗？他在哪里作王？西安山作王。他在教会中间，他要作王，不是人在那里作王啊，不是人在那里决定啊。
Psalm 146, the Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Do you see it? The Lord should be ruling in the church. That's where Zion is, where God reigns.
这是老底家的教会，
牧师
的教会，很多这样的教会啊。
Otherwise, that will be a Laodicea church. At the end of the time, there's so many Laodicean church.
什么叫老底家？ The voice of the people demand their rights, 他们的权利，他们的声音，不是神的声音，不是神的话。不是神的权利啊，你看见吗？这是教会吗？神会在其中吗？
What is Laodicea? This is the voice, the right of man. It's not God's. So, is God among all these churches? No.
我们的主关在门外，这是老底家的教会。这位王在哪里？不在其中，在门的以外。
At the Laodicea church, that our king is shut outside the door, it's not in the midst of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我一讲到神永远的旨意要得着的，就是一个教会，一个国度的彰显，国度的实际。
Brothers and sisters, I keep repeating this, that what is that God is gaining? He wants an eternal kingdom. That is the reality, the manifestation of the kingdom through church.
我刚刚读的这几段圣经，你们都看见了，对不对？这是我们的 destination。
The passages
这个荣耀不是个抽象的，有一个固定的地方，神已经定规的一个目标给我们的，那就是国度。
The passages we have just read keep telling us there is this destination. This is not something abstract. This is something fixed and something.Concrete, and this is the kingdom that God wants to gain.
还有呢，就是教会嘛，圣城新耶路撒冷城嘛，对不对？
And then the church, the New Jerusalem, the holy city.
你去看以弗所书第六章最后一句话，保罗怎么讲的？
And in Ephesians chapter 6, what does Paul say?
我们都知道以弗所第六章最后是讲你们要靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人嘛。穿搭神所赐的全副的军装嘛，抵挡仇敌的诡计嘛。我们不是与所血气的征战，我们今天征战的是那一个撒旦鬼魔邪灵征战呢、啊。所以你们要穿搭最后一样武器，一共七样武器。最后一样武器什么武器？
in chapter 6 that Paul says that we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we should put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of Satan. And there are 7 things in this whole armor, because we are not wrestling against the flesh and blood. We are wrestling against the spiritual forces of wickedness and also the ruler of darkness of this age. In this whole armor of God, what is the 7th?
最后一件武器也是最重要的一件武器，我们都知道嘛。你们要学着圣灵多次多方的随时祷告嘛，对不对？圣灵里面祷告嘛，你们要为众圣徒祷告，你们也要为我祷告，就是为保罗祷告。为什么为他保罗祷告？让他有口才，有胆量，能够把福音的奥秘讲得清楚。我也为着这个福音做了一个捆绑的，受捆绑的一个囚犯嘛，对不对？
The 7th weapon of the whole armor of God is to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and also pray for all the saints, for Paul, so that utterance may be given to him, that he may open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And Paul, because of this, became the ambassador in chains.So that he could speak boldly as he ought to speak.
一个是国度。
So once again, the kingdom.
一个奥秘呢，就是教会嘛，对不对？
So once again, the mystery of the gospel has 2 parts, kingdom and the church.
哥罗西书第二章很清楚说，神本性一切的丰盛都在基督里面，你们在基督里也得着了一切的丰盛。
Colossians chapter 2, we read that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him you are complete.
这就是教会，基督的所有的丰盛，有一天都要成为我们的丰盛，我们的丰盛也要成为主的产业，他要成为我们的产业，我们要成为他的产业，看见吗？这就是教会。
So,the church simply means one day all the fullness of Christ will become our fullness, and our fullness will become Christ's inheritance. And then he becomes our inheritance, and we also become his inheritance.
有天我们都要成为金晶，我们有天都要成为碧玉，我们有天都要成为珍珠，成为建造圣殿的那个最宝贵的材料。
One day we will all become fine gold, jasper, and to become the most precious material to build the church.
所以你看希伯来书第十一章讲到那些见证了有信心的，有一段话说亚伯拉罕说等候的说指望的就是那一座城，谁建造的，谁经营的，我们的神在那里经营，神在那里建造，今天还在建造，今天还在那里经营。
And in Hebrews 11, as we consider all the witnesses of faith, there it mentions that Abraham is waiting for the city with foundations, whose architect, whose builder is God. So God today is building, is managing his own church.
到了第十六节，希伯来书十六节，你看见吗？这些人都想望一个更美的家乡，所以他们承认自己是个客旅，是寄居的，因为他们羡慕一个更美的家乡是在天上，所以神称为他们的神不以为耻。为什么神称我们，神被我们称为神，他不觉得羞耻呢？因为他已经预备好了那一处城， has prepared， 已经完成了，感谢神。
And later on, toward the end of Hebrew chapter 11, we read that all these people think themselves as sojourners, as strangers. They're all waiting for that better country, and they're waiting for that heavenly better country. And so God is not ashamed to be called their God. Why? Because God has already prepared this city for them.
我曾经交通过我们是这个 masterpiece， 对不对？我们是神手中的杰作，在基督里面已经做成了。你有没有这个信心啊？你已经做成了吗？
We also share that we are the workmanship of God, which he has created in Christ Jesus. Do you all have this confidence that we are all his masterpiece and we have already been made in Christ?
约翰耶稣
First John,
我曾经用过，我再用这一段。约翰耶稣第三章第一节第三节讲什么？我们都要把它背下来啊。
First John chapter 3 verse 1 and 3 which I used before, I'm going to use them again. These verses we all ought to memorize them.
神向我们所施的何等的慈爱，叫我们成为他的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人不认识他，因为不认识我们，因为他不认识神，对不对？有这么一段话。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God, and such we are. The world does not know us because it did not know him.
将来如何常为显明，但是我们知道他若显现，他来的时候，我们必要像他，我们要看见他的真体。所以你们有这些指望的人要洁净自己，好像基督洁净自己一样。
And John continues to say that it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but when he appears, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purify himself just as he is pure.
哎呀，我曾经看书，看这个李长寿的书，他讲个比喻，他说有一个神的儿女，十年、二十年。没有改变过，像这样的人能够进神的国吗？感谢主，完全阿门，阿门，阿门。
One time I read a book written by Witness Lee, and he questioned a Christian after he has believed in the Lord 10 years, 20 years, and he has never changed whatsoever. Then he asked, "Can this person enter the kingdom of God?" No, and I.Amen, absolutely amen to this answer. He cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们中间有没有这样弟兄姊妹？
Are there brothers and sisters among us like this?
他真正得救了，真正是神的儿女。
He's truly,
真是神的儿女。
He is truly saved. He is truly the child of God.
十年、二十年没有改变吗？
But,
你有没有中间有没有人举个例子来？
But 10 years, 20 years have passed, and there is no change whatsoever in him.
一个真正信主的是永上加荣，永上加荣，一天天改变了。是的，慢慢的，慢慢的，慢慢的，永上加荣，就好像神的灵变成的，对不对？哥林多后书第三章，是的，要慢慢的，慢慢的，生命慢慢成长，慢慢成熟，因着神的话，因着神的教导，因着自己的追求，一定是越来越像主，这是一定的。
As 2 Corinthians chapter 3 teaches that if a person has truly believed in the Lord, gradually this person will change from glory to glory through God's word, through his own pursuit. This is something for sure.
弟兄姊妹，神是你的父，他要管教你，不要忘掉。希伯来书第十二章，好的去看一看。
Brothers and sisters, God being your father, he will chasten you. Read chapter 12 of Hebrews.
神会任凭你十年、二十年还是老样子吗？他是你的父亲吗？你是他的私生子，不是他生的，是撒旦生的，那就差不多。
Would God allow you to remain the same way 10 years, 20 years? If that's the case, you are illegitimate. You are not born by God. Instead, you are born by Satan.
感谢神，哥林多前书第六章讲得很清楚。
Thank God that as 1 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us so clearly.
弟兄们啊，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不义的人不能承受神的国。底下就讲到了十个罪，十个罪你去看看，其中还有一个同性恋的一个罪，哎呀，神最憎恶的淫乱中间就是这个罪。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And Paul continues with 10 sins. Among all the fornication, there is this homosexuality which God abhors most.
一个今天同性恋的，还没有悔改，十年二十年还是同性恋的，他是神的儿女吗？你们想一想就是了。
Homosexuals, if they profess that they are God's children, but after 10 or 20 years they remain the same, do you suppose they are children of God?
加拉太书第五章也是有这一段话，他说我已经告诉你们了，现在我还要告诉你们，行这些事的人就不能进到神的国。这里讲到神五方面的情欲的事，你去看一看神五方面的罪，十年二十年你还是这个样吗？放纵你的情欲吗？私欲吗？
Galatians 5, we also read that there are five aspects of the sins indulging in our flesh. And read them. Now, after all these years, you remain the same. Then are you children of God? Will God allow you to remain the same?
哥林多前书第六章保罗说，你们不要自欺，不要自己欺骗自己。
First Corinthians tells us that do not be deceived. Do not deceive yourself.
以弗所第五章还是讲到这些事。
Ephesians chapter 5 refer to the same thing.
弟兄们，你们要确实的知道，要确实的知道，淫乱的、误会的、贪心的，贪心就是同拜偶像一样的，他们不能承受基督和神的国。你们不要被人欺哄了，神的愤怒必要临到那些悖逆之子。
In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says that you know this with certainty, no fornicator, unclean person, and a covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And do not be deceived, God's wrath will come upon people like this, children of disobedience.
弟兄姊妹，这些罪很有可能我们会等偶然犯这样的罪，偶然不是习惯的，不是十年二十年还是在那里犯这些罪的人，这些人能够承受神的国吗？这些人能够进到永生吗？在做梦啊。
Brothers and sisters, among all the sins, accidentally, we might be prone to committing all these sins. Now, if you have committed all these things, 10 or 20 years, that, do you suppose you will enter into the kingdom of God? No, you are simply daydreaming.
感谢神，时间已经到了，还有太多太多东西要交通，反正不要紧了，我们还有一直可以叫神不救我去了。神若是感觉到他抱我抱得太累了，那可能他就把我接去了。我想我常对弟兄姊妹说，为什么我这个年龄呢？感谢神还让我们活着，因为我还没有磨成神儿子的形象，所以神还在那里摸我，还用各种各样的方法在那里对付我们。我们最大的敌人，我是不是跟你们交通，亚玛力人终身要成为我们的仇敌，最难对付的就是我们的肉体，我们己的生命。感谢神，神有办法，他是全能的神，对不对？摩西，哎呀，他说百姓要叫我把肉给他们，你也叫我把肉给他们吃，我哪里来这么多的肉啊？就是把所有的牛、所有的羊、千千万万的牛，也不够这一百多万的人吃啊。他们要吃鱼，我就是把海里所有的鱼都打来，也不够他们的吃啊。耶和华讲了一句什么话？我是全能的神，我没有 不能做的事。后来你就看到，哎呀，一个月他们吃肉啊，吃了他们，哎呀，鼻子里面都吐出来啊，都生病啊，死的也不少。弟兄姊妹，不要受撒旦的欺骗，玛纳够了，不要去吃埃及的牛排，埃及的猪排。什么是埃及的牛排？什么是埃及的猪排？你们回去想想看，千万千万不要去碰它。
My time is up. Thank the Lord. Even though I still have so much to say, but as long as He has not taken me up to be with Him, I will share with you gradually. And I suppose that He still has work to be done in me. So He will continue to mold me. I would like to use the numbers, the example I shared with you, that when Moses heard all the complaints from the Israelites, they say that they want to eat meat. And Moses said, where do I get all this meat? Where do I get all the food from the sea, killing all the animals? And then God says that, is my arm shortened? I am the Almighty. So, brothers and sisters, the most important thing is that even though God has given them the food, but very soon they became sick, or they suffered all other things, even the meat coming out of their nostrils. What I'm trying to say that, brothers and sisters, do not touch all the steak or the pork chops from Egypt. Manna is enough because our God is the Almighty God. Simply hold tight to God's spiritual manna.
唯有基督，记得，唯有基督能够满足我们。
Remember this, only Christ can satisfy us.
你看看啊，今天没有时间，约翰福音第六章，你去看看什么叫玛纳，你去看看诗篇23篇，什么叫玛纳。Surely, good and love will follow us. 一直到我们见主面那一天，这就是玛纳。他用油膏了我的头，叫我腹背能够满意。弟兄姊妹，你没有尝到这个玛纳的味道？感谢主，40年他们吃玛纳没有厌，你就证明玛纳不会吃厌的。感谢神。
What is manna? Read John 6 and also Psalm 23. Manna is simply all the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the years of my life. And my cup runs over. He has anointed my head. And you will never get tired of manna. So thank the Lord for all this.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主啊，你为什么这样爱我们？
Lord, why do you love us so much?
扩张身高的大爱过于我们所能测度的。
This love simply passes our knowledge because of its width, length, and depth and height. Lord, we thank you.
我们都是与神隔绝的。
We are all alienated from God.
因着心里的恶行，都是与神为敌的。
Because of the wickedness in our mind, we are your enemies.
我们都是无知的，都是悖逆的。
We are all rebellious and ignorant.
我们里面充满着嫉妒，充满了恶毒、阴毒。
Within us is full of malice and wickedness.
我们是相恨的，有着彼此。
We are hateful and hating one another.
我们也是可恨的。
And also, we are to be loathed.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
基督的宝血。
The precious blood of our Lord. 无瑕无
疵羔羊的血。
This blameless
洁净了我们。
The blood of our Lord Jesus has cleansed us.
叫我们在爱子里得蒙救赎。
So that
得以赦免。
In the beloved Son, we have redemption. Our sins are forgiven.
主，你还要保守，还要带领我们，还要抱抱我们，一直到那应许之地。
Lord, you will continue to keep us and also to bear us and to carry us
主,
all the way to the promised land. Faithful are you, Lord.
主，你是信实的，纵然我们失信，
Lord, you are faithful, even though we are faithless.
求你继续地坚固我们，安慰我们，保守我们，带领我们。
Continue to strengthen, comfort, lead us, and guard us.
我们深相信，我们就是经过死荫的幽谷，我们也不会遭害。
We are convinced that even though we go through the shadow of darkness and death, we shall fear no evil.
因为主与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
你的杖，你的竿，一直安慰我们，带领我们。
Your rod, your staff continue to lead us, to comfort us.
但愿主耶稣基督爱我们，将永远的安慰、美好的盼望赐给我们的神，亲自的安慰我们，也坚固我们，让我们在一切所信的道、领受的教训上，我们都能够站立得稳。
Our Lord Jesus Christ and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us this everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, strengthen us and stand fast in all the traditions that we were taught.
叫你的荣耀在我们这些在基督里首先有盼望的得到称赞。
So that all of us who were the first to hope in Christ will be to the praise of your glory.
叫你的荣耀能够在教会中在基督里得到称赞得到永永远远。
So that your glory will be placed in the church in Christ to all generations forever and ever.
但愿荣耀威严能力权柄都要归给你从今时一直到永永远远我们祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的。
To you be the glory, authority, majesty from this time forth and on and to forever and ever.
我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.